Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University. And this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is for Friday, August the 21st. Well, the cotton jasses situation has really continued to increase over the last week in Alabama and really across the lower southeast as well. We have received reports of infestations of cotton jasses exceeding thresholds in three additional counties in Alabama to what we reported last week. So we have gotten phone calls and seen pictures and visited fields also in Henry, Baldwin, and surprisingly Cherokee County, Alabama. That is certainly not one that I was expecting to get today, but the report was that jasses were found at around one per leaf up there. So we need to be scouting. Right now they are still very spotty. They're in some fields and not in others, and that just really highlights the importance of scouting, having somebody in the field every single week looking. Something else that we did, and well, something else to note, is that in some of these cases, in just about 2 weeks' time, jasses are going from undetectable to above threshold, and sometimes a good bit above threshold in just 2 weeks. But I suspect part of this might be due to our recommended scouting methods. So this week, we did a comparison down in Headland at the Wiregrass Research Station. A simple comparison, we were just flipping leaves and looking as our current recommendations are to scout, and compared that to using a sweep net as just a detection tool. And what we found was pretty obvious. Using a sweep net is a far better way to detect low populations of cotton jasses than just looking at leaves. Now, in a sample of 500 sweeps and 500 leaves, we were about 3.5 times more likely to find a jasid, an adult cotton jasid, in a sweep net than we were flipping leaves, looking underneath the leaf. We also found about 6 times as many adult cotton jasids in 10 sweeps than we found on 10 leaves. I know most people, myself included, put up sweep nets a long time ago, but I think we need to get them back out with this current weather pattern and the situation that we've got going on. We can't afford to sleep on, miss these low populations and sleep on them, because these cotton jasses can blow up really quick if we're not careful. So when I've talked with some people about this this week, a couple folks were wondering, well, what's our sweep net threshold going to be? Now, I don't think that we'll ever actually be able to get that. There's just too many of them. And when you hit a hot spot where there's a bunch of them, you can't really count them before they fly off. And you really can't see nymphs in the sweep net either. It's hard to see them, and they're a little bit more sensitive to getting squished than adults are. But, again, the sweep net is an excellent tool to rapidly detect small numbers of cotton jasses, small populations, and let us know when to start flipping leaves to look and see when do we need to start using our actual scouting methods to determine threshold populations. Now, when we're using this net, you just swing it similarly to how you would in pre-square cotton. Don't want to knock a lot of bolls or anything like that into the net or leaves. You just easy enough that you would pre-square cotton is all you got to do. We've also found that cutting it down to about 10 sweeps at a time makes it a lot easier and keeps from smashing them up too much than, say, doing 25 or 30 sweeps at a time. So just go through and lightly sweep the top of the canopy about 10 times and stop and look, empty the net out, and keep going. It's a good way to do it. As a reminder, our threshold is one cotton jacet, either adult or nymph, per leaf on the fourth main stem leaf from the terminal. That's the target area of where we're looking. Now, we're not ignoring jacets if we see them on the second, third, or fifth leaf, but we're just targeting that fourth leaf. And it is critical to see adult cotton jacets in the field to help make sure that the immature or nymph leafhoppers that we're seeing are jacids. There are still a lot of mimics in the field, and it's easy to get them confused. Now, to date, most of the reports of cotton jacid exceeding thresholds in Alabama have been in early planted cotton and cotton that's just starting to crack bolls. I suspect, however, they are soon going to start moving into our later planted cotton. So hopefully if we catch them in this older cotton, we can knock them back with one well-timed insecticide application and maybe try to reduce the populations that are moving into our younger cotton. For now, again, as a reminder, based on our experience last year, our recommendation is to scout and treat at one jacid per leaf until 2 weeks prior to defoliation. There's more information in an up-to-date map on the Alabama Insects blog, but also if you go to the Stop Two-Spot Cotton Leafhopper website, you will see the live map across the whole cotton belt where jacids have been found in cotton. But we have that updated on the blog as well. As always, if we can ever, your local extension agent or myself, if we can be of any help, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. Hope everybody has a good good weekend, and we'll be back to report as things change.